The Boston Red Sox took on the Minnesota Twins before a full house at their home field, JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, on opening day of the Grapefruit League. After winning last year's World Series championship, tickets for Red Sox spring training games quickly sold out.
So that's a great problem to have here.
That's Boston Red Sox Florida Business Operations Director Katie Haas, who says they've recently signed a new 30-year agreement at the new ballpark.
The facility is just phenomenal. It's state-of-the-art. It's everything that we wanted. And honestly, we were just really bursting at the seams at our old facility downtown.
Meanwhile, Fort Myers Hammond Stadium, which hosts the Minnesota Twins, recently completed the first phase of a nearly $49 million renovation. Now another 1,300 more fans can watch the games. Ongoing renovations at Hammond Stadium, along with the cost of building JetBlue Park, come at a cost of more than $105 million in Lee County tax dollars. But the stadium upgrades help broker 30-year commitments from both teams, and with an estimated economic impact of $25 million per team per year for the region, Lee County Parks and Recreation Director Dave Harner says it's well worth the cost.
It's a great boon. I mean, if people want to come here, they want to see their teams. They want to once they come here and they get to visit Florida, they really like the area. So, there's so many amenities here, and then you add the two teams in, you just can't beat it.
Statewide, the six-week spring training season provides about a $750 million boost to the state's economy. A 2009 spring training study by David Peterson Association found that even with Lee County's beaches and other attractions, 57% of spring training visitors come for the sole purpose of seeing the Twins or the Red Sox. According to Lee County Assistant Manager Doug Muirer, 65% of spring training attendees travel from their homes in the Massachusetts and Minnesota regions. Red Sox Ops Director Katie Haas says that level of fan dedication is no surprise to her.
We heard from our fans, too, a few years ago when we changed our tickets on sale time from December to January in terms of people saying, I'm not buying my airline tickets until I know I have game day tickets. So we definitely know that people do really base their vacations around our spring training schedule.
For some local fans, like Fort Myers resident Mark Burtis, spring training was part of why they chose to relocate.
I try to come in two or three games a year.
Now, I know the weather here is great, but was the Red Sox spring training here part of what led you to come to Fort Myers?
To be honest, partly a bit, yes. You know what I mean? I had a job opportunity, and it was always been in Fort Myers, so I decided to come down here.
The Red Sox's Haas says she knows of many other fans with similar stories.
Before we renewed our deal with Lee County and got JetBlue Park, and there was talk about us potentially moving to somewhere else in Florida, we got a lot of fan feedback that people have either retired here to Lee County because of us being here, or they've purchased their vacation home here in Lee County because we spring train here.
Meanwhile, assistant to the president of the Minnesota Twins, Bill Smith, says improvements to Hammond Stadium, like a new 360-degree boardwalk, are intended to attract more fans to the park now that the team is here to stay.
Like 20 years ago, they bought a ticket, got a hot dog and a drink, and sat in their seat and watched the game. Now they want more interaction. They want to be able to look at this from different angles. They want to, you know, with this renovation, they're going to be able to stand right above the bullpen, listen to the coaches, watch the players, listen to the banter that goes on. They'll be able to be out in the outfield, kind of right in the right fielder's back pocket.
Haas says the Red Sox also plan to boost their economic impact by developing their 20-acre property adjacent to JetBlue Park by adding commercial retail stores and restaurants. Even now, the team is using the space to attract more outsiders to the area.
But in the meantime, we are actively programming with events such as fairs, concerts, festivals. Taste of the Town was out here with about 15,000 people. Car shows, RV shows, you name it.
Even with all the Red Sox home games sold out this season, Haas says there's still hope for those who don't have tickets due to internal holds or visiting teams not using all of their tickets. She says last-minute fans looking to snag them need to show up early. John Davis, WGCU News.